All right, here we go. Defense is on one. Offense is on two. Here we go.
We're back on Giants.com as our position preview continues. Today, we're going to take a look at the tight end position. And really, more so than any other position on this roster, this is a flat-out open competition. Nobody knows who the starter is going to be, who the backup's going to be, who the third tight end is going to be when the regular season starts in that second week of September. There's young guys, there's veterans, and training camp is going to be a place where we'll see them all compete against each other, and whoever plays the best will be the man opening day against the Detroit Lions. Now, there are two young guys that are returning, Larry Donnell and Adrian Robinson. Adrian Robinson was a fourth-round pick back in 2012, and he has a lot of physical talent. He has a lot of athleticism, but it has yet to turn into production on the football field. Now, part of that was because of injuries. Now, Adrian Robinson is healthy, and he's put in more work this offseason than he ever has before.
You know, I stay extra every day, stay and get extra film. I'm on an elliptical every day trying to get my weight down more. So I'm just doing a lot of things different. I feel like I'm more mature. I'm more of a professional now. So just have that approach.
The other young player competing for that spot is Larry Donnell, a second-year player out of Grambling. He has the size you want at tight end, at 6'6", 260 pounds. He's shown to be a very good blocker in the past. He's shown toughness, played through some injuries, but he has to become more precise as a route runner and a more reliable receiver. Now, the Giants aren't just going to rely on youth at this position. They also brought in a couple of veterans in the offseason to provide some depth. You have Kellen Davis. He had over 30 catches over 2 years with the Bears a couple years ago. He's 6'7", he's 260, he's an excellent blocker, and he's been around the block a little bit. The other veteran tight end is Daniel Fells. Now, he had 40 catches in a season for the Rams back in 2010. He didn't play last year after getting cut by the Patriots at the end of training camp, but he's a veteran. And much like Kellen Davis, Kevin M. Gilbride has been impressed how both veterans have come in, learned the playbook, and are helping the young guys along to learn this offense.
First of all, those two guys have done a great job as far as their approach to learning a new offense, which both of them have had to do multiple times in their career. So as far as helping the young guys, this is the first time those young guys have had to learn a new offense, you know, since they've been in the NFL. So watching the way that those guys worked, those guys took notes, those guys studied, those guys asked questions, that's how they've helped those guys, the younger guys, transition the best.
And then finally, you have undrafted free agent Xavier Grimble. Now, he was supposed to be a middle-round draft pick out of USC. He was a highly touted prospect out of high school, but he never seemed to put it together for the Trojans. They switched offensive coordinators, they switched quarterbacks, and he just couldn't get into the groove. But he's been very impressive since he got here at camp, and he'll have every opportunity to earn his spot onto this roster or onto the practice squad with a lot of reps in July at training camp. Well, folks, that's tight end. We'll see what happens for the New York Football Giants. They have a lot of options. It'll be a great competition, and we'll see which guy can excel in Ben McAdoo's offense. For Giants.com, I'm John Schmelk.